Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of our radio program recorded off terrestrial radio in the podcast format. And we take you to Wild Card Weekend where the 49ers upset Dallas. So a wild ending to this game. Toss up question. Who screwed up more? Dak Prescott or the umpire at the end of the game on the infamous Dak Prescott quarterback keeper? We'll answer that question and more right now in hour number one. Well, cowboy up, cowboy down. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we... Well, let me tell you something. We know much ink has been spilled about the Cowboys and the 49ers. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from a position, the pole position, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. I hope you're doing well. It is, I think, week three of my ailment, which means typically the way this works, this will be the last week of the ailment. But I feel fine. My voice, not quite back 100%. I was hoping over the weekend that magically it would be back, but that did not happen. Anyway, our lead this hour coming from Wild Card Weekend. Buckle up. It's pretty much all Wild Card Weekend. We have Upset City in Jerry's world, his domain, with weird things happening involving the scoreboard and the sun. Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel combining for 168 rushing yards between them. And not one, but two touchdowns as the 49ers upset the Cowboys 23-17. So Dallas, if you had them going to the Super Bowl, they are eliminated from postseason play. Now, San Francisco will live to play another day. They visit Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in the frozen tundra in the divisional round. That is up next. Now, the better story, though, is in the losing locker room, and you want to have a playoff game for talk radio purposes. You want to have a playoff game come down to the very end, and you want something bizarre to happen. Check, check. So the Cowboys were desperately trying to go back and get a touchdown and the game-winning extra point. In the final seconds, Dak Prescott was able to pick up a bunch of yards, throwing the ball down the field. Then, as he was attempting to orchestrate this miraculous comeback at the very end, for some reason, and we might never know the real story behind this, I know that several different people are saying that they were responsible for it, Dak Prescott ran a draw play with 14 seconds left, and if you saw the game, you know the clock ran out. The Cowboys did not even get a shot at the end zone. Now, the umpire was unable to set the ball. This guy, Ramon George, name we had never mentioned. We had no idea who this guy was, and now we know. Now we know. Just some nondescript guy on an officiating crew, Ramon George, but he was unable to set the ball, and the clock ran out, and that sunk Jerry Jones' battleship. And the Cowboys, as we see so often, bye-bye, they're gone. So let us discuss. Now, toss-up question. Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott or the umpire Ramon George, who screwed up at the end of the playoff game more? And the arrow is clearly pointing to Dak Prescott, and it's not even close. All right. Now, my thoughts, you've got malpractice, shoulders, and red herring. And we will tie all of these things together into a nice, neat Mahler monologue. Now, A, listen, I have no skin in the game. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm not, obviously not a 49er guy. But this was an egregious mistake by the Cowboys. And Dak Prescott was the one that ran the play. Now, as we said, it makes for good talk radio. But it's basically, you know, if I'm sitting on my ass on my sofa watching a game, and I know you cannot run the ball, and you run the ball, I'm a neophyte. I'm not in the business. Someone is going to lose their job. I don't know who, but somebody's going to lose their job. And the ball's at the 49er, 41-yard line. You're down by 6 points. There's 14 seconds left in the game. Dallas has no timeouts. Even if you've only your only experience on football is playing Madden, you know you cannot run the ball. And what does Dak Prescott do? He plays the big dummy, and he runs a quarterback sneak. Now, he did gain 17 yards, which is great for the stat sheet. Gets the ball all the way down to the 24-yard line of the 49ers. Whoop-dee-damn-doo. The umpire has to set the ball. Now, I don't know why that is. It's the rule of football. It's been that way as long as I have watched football. And the umpire, this cat named George, his last name George, the umpire, now he was a little late. He was a little late to the party. But if you're the Cowboys, you have to anticipate that the referee is not going to be right on top of the ball. Bad job by everybody on the Cowboys sideline. So he's a little late to the party. And then he can't get through the Cowboy offensive line because they're in position. So then he's got to navigate around Dak Prescott through the offensive line. It should have never come to that. Football malpractice is what the Cowboys did at the end of the game. Now, they weren't going to win the game anyway. If you think so, you're delusional. But they should have at least had a chance, at least had a shot. Right? You did the thing you can't do at the time you can't do it. And the fact that every country bumpkin knows this was a debacle. There's no way on God's green earth you can run a quarterback keeper. No timeouts means the running game is off the table. If you're going to run that play, you have to have the awareness to at least get down earlier. But you shouldn't even run that play. Otherwise, no bueno. All right, anyway, now part B of this. So we are at the part of the story now for the Cowboys where it's finger-pointing time. Now, it's like that Spider-Man meme where they're all pointing at each other, right? And people pointing daggers at Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore. Some are blaming the officials. Many trying to cover for Dak Prescott. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. To me, this falls on the shoulders of the quarterback, Dak Prescott. He is the franchise guy. And Dak, in this game, was a middling quarterback who is the cornerstone of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, he got bullied into giving Dak Prescott a $160 million contract, $126 guaranteed. Good for him, $126 million guaranteed. The expectation, you step up and play better in a playoff game. And it was a step backwards for Dak Prescott. He is the guy we thought he was in this game. He is a quarterback who is not good enough. Now, you can look at the numbers here and spin the number. I think the numbers were even misleading. Dak averaged 5.9 yards per attempt. Now, an average NFL quarterback is at 7. He was at 5.9. He had a passer rating under 70. And the reason those numbers are misleading, Dak picked up 111 passing yards in the fourth quarter, a lot of them on that final drive, which was a waste of time because you never got a shot at the end zone, attempting that helter-skelter comeback. And so the Cowboys, they did a favor to the 49ers. They didn't even take a chance at the referees throwing a penalty flag. You got a bunch of concession yards from San Francisco, but not once did they throw the bomb to try to win the game. The coulda, woulda, shoulda, but didn't. And put the pressure on the Cowboys secondary. Now, rarely does a Hail Mary play work. But even if it doesn't work, you have the option of drawing a pass interference penalty. Would have put the ball at the 1 yard line in that situation. You throw the ball in the end zone, and if the Niners get touchy feely, then the Cowboys get the ball first and goal to go at the 1 yard line. They couldn't even get that done because they didn't even try to throw the ball in the end zone. All right, last word here. So we are not surprised. If you listened to this show over the last week, we are not surprised that the Cowboys took it in the shorts. Now, we handicapped this game, and it had all the ingredients required for upset city. I'll tell you why. Dallas, they are the team we expected to show up. They're a team of show ponies. They are marshmallow soft. And the 49ers play physical. Now, the 49ers lost a bunch of guys to injury, part of the game. And they still won the game. But the way the Cowboys are set up, their record is inflated because they play in the NFC East. So they play garbage competition in the division. And people think they're better than they are every time they put up a decent record during the regular season because it's the Cowboys. And it's a bad combo. It's a bad combo dish for Jerry Jones' favorite team. The Niners ran all over the place. You can say some of those numbers are skewed early in the game. But Deebo Samuel, after the Dak Prescott interception, the backbreaker for the touchdown. The outcome of this game, though, and all the hullabaloo about Dak at the end, the quarterback keeper, it worked out very well for the Cowboys. It is a red herring. It is a distraction from how poor the Cowboys played. Now, people are focusing on the official, this cat George, by George, and not so much on the underwhelming play of Dallas. I mean, this was Mike McCarthy's first shot at the postseason. You know, he's only been there a couple years with the Cowboys, and supposedly the big selling point was McCarthy knows what he's doing, and this team's going to be ready for the postseason. That was a poorly coached team. Dallas, now you can say some of this is the officials out to get the Cowboys. Dallas had 14 penalties. 14! 89 yards. And they were on defense, offense, special teams, you name it. And it's more of the same. The Cowboys have now been one and done. 7 out of the last 10 trips to the postseason. And the 49ers, the way they play, they controlled the clock. They had the ball for almost 8 minutes longer than Dallas. And Jimmy Garoppolo, who was not, he was not good. Garoppolo tried to give the game back to Dallas. He threw a short pass, threw it too far, got intercepted, and gave the Cowboys life, and it didn't matter. Now that the 49ers head to Lambeau Field to take on Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers, we'll see how many of those defensive guys come back. Good luck. Good luck on that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Let's hear from some of the key participants. Here is Mike McCarthy, who talked about what the heck took place at the very end of the game, the play we've all been talking about.
There's been games where you don't get much standing over the ball when there's a personnel challenge, but I think they overdid a little bit today. So they're obviously conscious about it. We talked about it in pregame. I think both teams were probably worried about the no-huddle tempo type offenses because it was clearly a focus of the umpire.
That's a lot of gibberish there, a lot of nothing. Here's more from the rotund head coach of the Cowboys, and he is doubling down on the Dak Prescott quarterback keeper at the end of the game.
We call them thresholds and, you know, the field position, what yard line you're at and what you're trying to get to, too, based on, you know, defense that they were playing. They were in a sideline defense, so they were protecting the sidelines. And so that was the best option to be able to get the ball. I mean, it's like anything else. Do you want to be running the Hail Mary play from the 50-yard line, or you want to be running five verticals from the 25-yard line? So that's the decision. It's the right decision. You know, it's just like anything. It's the execution between us and the officiators putting the ball obviously wasn't in tune. Wasn't, you know, we shouldn't have had any problem getting the ball spotted there. Is that the quote you're looking for?
Yes, I thank you. I love the fact that it obviously. No, I mean, I love the fact it didn't work, and he's like, "No, listen, that's the right call." No, I would rather chuck a Hail Mary. Like I said, pass interference. All you need is one pass interference penalty, and ta-da, you're set up. Hallelujah! All right, let's move over from Mike McCarthy. Here's Dak Prescott. And he talked about the close of the game and what the heck happened with that official.
Their guy actually did a great job of jumping on me. Kind of late, I guess you say there, but that's what they're taught, right? Laying on me. I think that may have cost us an extra 2 seconds or so. But as I'm getting behind Tyler to clock the ball, I saw 4 seconds. And then as I got hit, as I said, I tried to gather myself back and still thought I had time to get it down and didn't go that way.
All right, here's more from Dak Prescott, who points out he could have stopped earlier. He chose not to, though.
If we're looking at it now, I could say, yeah, I could have went down 5 yards earlier, but thought I'd got us in position and thought I had time left to clock the ball, as I said, and something that we've practiced over and over and was going to be able to get into a last play scenario.
All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll hear more from Dak later on, but we have to get back on track here. We'll take your phone calls if you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can be part of the festivities. It is raining garbage, raining garbage. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller, if you want to give us real-time feedback. And keeping up with the Joneses. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need your support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice heard by these loving night masses by hopping on with us and, of course, talking on social media with Big Ben. You can follow him there at Ben Maller. In for Eddie, I am Brian Fenley on Twitter at Brian Fenley, also known as Clown. And you can, of course, say what's on your mind,
Daddy,
and be a part of the show. Somebody who always speaks his mind, it's Ben Maller.
And I want some dollar bills.
Well, we're very happy, Brian, that you were not allowed to go to Australia, and you're here. So,
well, speaking of Australia, there's some hot tennis talk. There's a big upset that happened in the first round I might have to get to during one of these updates.
Yeah, let me know. I'll take a nap. Okay. Can you let me know when you do that? Yeah. I'll take a nice little nap. Yeah, it's an overnight show, and I'll take a snooze there.
Yes.
Did you have your, what is it, the ground chicken, olive oil, yep, and kale? Did you have that?
Yeah, my mom actually flew in. She made me a couple bundles of it. So I've been basically eating that every day for the last 5 months.
Yeah. Is your mom listening right now?
You know, she moved to Dallas, so.
Oh, she lives in Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the radio in Dallas.
We
right
are.
Now. Say hi to your mom. I'm sure she's listening right now.
You know, she actually is a regular listener, and she does tune in at times and enjoys your show.
That's a lie.
No, I'm serious. I'm really
not. You're just
not
being polite there.
No,
you,
I'm
you
actually
just,
not.
You're just lying.
I'll that, show you my true. Text messages. I have proof.
All right, show me. Send them right now. Send a screenshot.
I will.
Let me see. So the Cowboys go down. We talked about that. We'll get into it. We have a bunch of people who want to react. And I'm guessing not a lot of guys named Cowboy Bill, Cowboy Bob, Cowboy Jim will be calling up.
What about normally, Cowboy Dan?
Well, Cowboy Dan. Is he on hold right now? We have Cowboy Dan.
Of course he's not.
Of course not. Yeah. Cowboy Dan, who's the most annoying caller we have, who's a Cowboy fan. And, you know, he hides. All these guys. Remember that guy? Who's the other guy? Nashville or whatever? Big Cowboy fan?
I don't remember. I can't remember his name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy's been calling up recently. You know, every call's the same. Cowboys are going to win by 30 points. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they vanish as soon as things go sideways.
You smell that? Smells like someone died.
Yeah, you're very uncomfortable, very unhappy. One of the other things, I mean, we'll read some of these comments, but the other thing that I loved was Jerry Jones Palace. And I have not been to Jerry's World. It looks like an amazing thing.
Settle down just a little bit.
It's got the corporate name. It's named after a phone company, but I call it Jerry's World. And it's just an amazing thing to look at on television. I can't imagine it's better than SoFi Stadium in L.A. where the Rams and Chargers play, which is insane, but it that scoreboard is unbelievable. Anyway, if you saw the Cowboy game, you know that the way the stadium was built became an issue and a net negative for the Cowboys. Cedric Wilson, who? He's a wide receiver, not a headliner, but a wideout for the Cowboys. He lost the ball in the sun. He lost the football in the sun. It was a key third down play. There was about 40 seconds to go right before halftime. It was third and 19. The Cowboys had the ball right at, I think, the 50 or the 49-yard line of the Niners. It was right there, right at midfield. Now, they weren't likely going to get 19 yards, but if Cedric Wilson had been able to procure the football, that would have been makeable field goal range for former Ram kicker Greg Zuerlein, who's got a cannon as a leg, but Wilson could not make the catch. And so instead of getting a field goal, the Cowboys were down by 9 at halftime and would eventually trail by 14 or 16 rather, because the 49ers came out, they got a touchdown in the second half. So it was 23-7, and the Cowboys came back, made it a one-score game. And then later on, in the third quarter, the Cowboys punter hit the Jumbotron. Clank! And that became an issue. That's not the first time that's happened, but people were freaking out. And, oh, how could you? Listen, it's a price for having a massive scoreboard. And I would rather have a massive scoreboard and once every 500 plays, you have the ball hit the scoreboard. So, who do we have here? Sharon writes in and says, I am a mother, not Brian's mother, and I love your show. Well, thank you. Mr. Luciano writes in and says, A+ on the monologue, Benjamin, the Dallas Cowboys choke at the end, and it wasn't the ref's fault. That Dak didn't know. He had to give the ball to the referee before he can snap it. Finally, it's going to be a great game between the 49ers and the Packers. Well, I know you're a Niner lapdog, Mr. Luciano, but hold on. Hold on. We'll get to that at another point. Let's see here. Robert says, hey, Ben, which NFC East team is better at the quarterback sneak, the Giants or the Dallas Cowboys? Kind of crazy. Two head coaches might lose their jobs over a quarterback sneak. The NFC East is the division of champions. Yeah, well, the Giants, I mean, let's be fair, the Giants was ridiculous, but the Cowboys was ridiculous in a different way. Because the game situation, what are you doing? The Niners are like, please run the ball. Run out the clock. You got no timeouts. Right. Jason in Denver says 10 out of 10 on the opening monologue. The Cowboys are the Nebraska Cornhuskers, are always thought to be back and never are. Well, that is a decent comparison. That is a decent comparison. Anyway, we will take some phone calls here coming up momentarily. 877-99 on Fox. It is raining garbage. And the hot seat gets cranked up to white hot for several, well, at least two NFL coaches who took part in Wild Card Weekend. We'll get to the bottom of that. Rumors bouncing around the echo chamber that the wheels are in motion for a coaching change. But right now, let's get over to the news desk.
Hey. Well, this guy's always on top.
Oakley Dokley Do. Brian Finley.
I'm a woman.
In for Eddie, who was, I guess he's away celebrating Martin Luther King Day today. So he's checked out.
Well, you know, they went through everybody, and I was their last-ditch effort, Ben, to bring somebody on. So I'm like the last person that they go to.
Do you ever say no? Do you ever say no, Brian? Do you ever say no?
You know, I try to be, you know how it is in this business. Availability is everything. So you try to say yes as much as you can, because if you start saying no, they might not want you back. You know how it is. So it's kind of one of those things.
By the way, I got a text message.
Okay.
I can't see the name, but
well, that's my mom.
But it doesn't say your mom on it. It's just a generic text message,
Daddy.
So I don't know that. I mean, it doesn't say mom on it. It could be anybody. You could have just texted yourself.
Well, I was wondering if I should give you my mom's number. I don't know if that would have been the greatest thing, because
why not? I could bond with your mom. We could hang out. I could tell stories about you. She could tell stories about you. It'd be great.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'll get that text out.
I'm sure
out.
Your mom's a nice person.
She really is.
Nicer than you, I bet.
Much nicer. I don't deserve her one bit.
Clearly. Moms are great. I love moms, but I'm a big fan of moms. I mean, they're bad moms, but I didn't have a bad mom. I had a great mom.
Did you grow up being a mama's boy? Because
I was a total mama's boy. Me too. Oh, man. Worship mom.
Yeah, no question.
My mama worshiped. Absolutely.
Totally. Yes. Well, I don't know if you worship Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people do. He had 5 touchdowns, 404 yards in the air last night. The Chiefs take down the Steelers 42-21 in AFC wildcard action. Now, it all appears, Ben, that Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger played in his last game. Here are his numbers. I know you're going to love this. 5 of 14 for 24 yards passing in just the first half. He did throw in 2 garbage time touchdowns in the second half. And after the game, he put on a beanie and he spoke to reporters.
God has blessed me with an ability to throw a football. Blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players, and it has just been truly a blessing, and I'm so thankful to him for the opportunity that he's given me.
Also a blessing to keep him out of jail 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, he forgot to mention that, and he also said that how he's going to spend his time now is spending time with his kids and playing them in the snow.
Because God forbid you can have a job and spend time with your kids. Nobody does that. You've got to retire to spend time with your kids. It's not like these guys have a job where they get 5-6 months off. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
God forbid. You imagine?
Oh,
imagine the guy driving a truck right now who's away from his family for a week at a time saying, I think I'll spend time with my kids when I retire.
Mm.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a different world. KC is going to be hosting the Bills next week. You mentioned this, Ben, in your opening monologue. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, they wilted home to the 49ers 23-17. Obviously,
great
Ben
ending.
Was
great
very
ending.
Happy. And how about those penalties, Ben? Way too many.
No, I think there were not enough. I think they should have called more penalties.
Really?
The Cowboys. Yes. I get excited every time they threw a flag. I was almost guaranteed to be on the Cowboys. It was great.
Well, there should have been. I'm sure there was, as far as Vegas in over and under on number of penalties. There were 14 accepted penalties for Dallas, and of course they lose. And so San Fran is going to go on to the Packers. Then, Ben, earlier on Sunday, we had the Bucs take down the Eagles 31-15.
What a great effort by Philadelphia. They really proved like they belonged in the playoffs the first 3 quarters of that game.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, like you said, they got a couple garbage scores at the end of this one. Mike Evans.
It was 31-0 Buccaneers before the Eagles scored a couple of charity touchdowns at the end.
But, Ben, if you're Philly, you fought to the end, and you gritted it
out. Well, it sounded like you said something else there almost, but yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Mike Evans, a touchdown, 117 yards catching. Bucks will get the winner of the Cardinals-Rams affair, which is on Monday.
Bring it on. The Rams have already beaten the Bucks once. They'll beat them again.
Yeah, I would love to.
How about a Ram 49er NFC Championship game in L.A.?
The Rams got to beat the Cardinals first, and that's no easy thing to do, Ben. I know
they've already beaten them. No big deal.
Yeah.
Did you not watch the game a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, they had him, but you never know. This is the playoffs. I'll leave you with this, Ben, and this is going to be...
Oh, you're finally done?
Yeah. World number 110. So opening, a huge upset, Australian Open, and Coco Gauff, the teenage sensation from America, she lost to Chong Wong, world number 110 in the first round of the Australian Open. Also, Rafa Nadal won as well in the opening round. Beats Marcos Giron, and that is our Discover Card Key Matcher brought to you by Discover. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. With that, let's get back to tennis nut, Big Ben.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. And let's say hello to, who do we have? Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, the Seahawks not participating in the postseason. Hello, Blind Emmett.
I do have to say, as much as I love the Seahawks in the playoffs, I mean, it does kind of take, you know, some stress off my shoulders. You know, I will say that.
No, there's no stress. What are you talking about? You watch the game, they play well, you're excited. If they lose, you rip them. How hard is that? Well, very easy.
It's more the stress of during the game, you know, when, you know, Russell Wilson throws some stupid pick that shouldn't have been thrown. But, you know,
the way things are going, Blind Emmett, you won't have to worry about watching the Seahawks in the playoffs for several more years.
Maybe. But, you know, we make fun of Eddie for being corporate all the time, right? Like, corporate Eddie. I think our guy, Roberto Flores, is off celebrating his birthday again. I think he's more corporate at this point than Eddie Garcia.
No. Eddie's been corporate long time. And it is Roberto's birthday. Today is his January birthday, the 17th of January. So happy
second
birthday,
January birthday.
For Roberto.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I can't rip these guys. I mean, they take time off. The company gives them time off. I save my time off to the end of the year so I can get sick and not do anything while I use my time off. That's what I do.
Yeah, I got. The thing is, I also want to point out this Cowboys-Niners game. And gosh, what a horrible performance by the Dallas Cowboys. And it was more, you know, I don't like the Niners, but I picked the Niners in the upset. I just did it.
You were just copying off my paper. That's what you were doing. You looked at my paper, Blind Emmett, and you cheated. Bad job by you. I've been talking up the Niners all week. I've been talking up the Niners.
Yeah, well, the thing is that like you said it perfectly. I can't even disagree, you know, and I like to disagree with you. That was one of the worst play calls I think I've ever seen in a long time. 14 seconds, and you do a QB sneak with Dak Prescott, and like that guy said on Twitter, imagine if McCarthy were to lose his job. That's two NFC East coaches losing their job because of a bad QB sneak. Like, that would be absolutely insane.
Well, and there are rumors percolating right now, as we speak, that the wheels are in motion, that Kellen Moore could replace Mike McCarthy, could is a weasel word, as the head coach. Now, that makes no sense, because the Cowboy offense towards the end of the year was going the wrong direction. So you're going to promote Kellen Moore? You're so worried about Kellen Moore going to Jacksonville or Denver or the Giants or the Bears and turning out to be a great coach that you're going to promote him? I don't get that. And McCarthy, listen, I don't think he's a great coach. I think he obviously benefited from having Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, but that is a tumultuous situation there with the Cowboys, which is going to make for great talk radio all week. So I'm excited about that, Emmett.
Yeah, did you see that? I believe it was Ross Tucker. I mentioned you in this. His conspiracy theory was that, you know, Kellen Moore called that play with 14 seconds left to try and get, like, apparently to try and take the head coach job and get McCarthy fired or something.
Yeah, well, that's a great conspiracy, but yeah, the problem is Kellen Moore is also trying to get a head coaching job. If he doesn't get the Cowboy job, that's not going to help him when he goes and interviews for these other jobs. I got to go. Thank you, Emmett. Don't you have school? Oh, that's right, you don't. It's a holiday. What am I saying? You don't have school. It's Martin Luther King Day. You don't got school. Come on. A lot of kids are going to call the show. It's going to be kid radio. Going to have all the kids who are playing video games right now listening to the show. Thank God for that. I love the fact that you can play video games and we can be the soundtrack while you're gaming. Thank God. Hallelujah. That started years ago, and we have been the beneficiary of that without a doubt. All right, we'll have the NBA pick'em. The NBA pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game. So over the weekend, Josh Allen became the 7th starting quarterback in NFL history with more passing touchdowns than incompletions in a playoff game. An amazing performance by the Bills quarterback. I was the last player before Josh Allen to do it. Again, on a chilly Saturday night, Josh Allen became the seventh starting quarterback in NFL history with more passing touchdowns than incompletions in a playoff game. I was the last to do it. Who am I? The answer. And the NBA pick 'em. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
After midnight, we let it all hang out on the Ben Maller Show. Join the best-kept secret on Fox Sports Radio. Bird Dog Ben is on Twitter at Ben Maller, and you can like the Ben Maller Show on Facebook. Just type in Ben Maller Show on Facebook and Instagram. And it's on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your fingerprints on our signature weekly features like Ask Ben, lame jokes by contributing content. Do not be shy. Now let's get back to someone who is never bashful. It's Big Ben.
And here is the Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. We will have the NBA Pick'em. Always exciting. The NBA Pick'em coming up here momentarily as well. Here's the Who Am I game. Over the weekend, Buffalo's Josh Allen became just the seventh starting quarterback in NFL history to have more passing touchdowns than incompletions in a playoff game. It's happened seven times in history. I was the last to do it. Who am I? That is the question. And what is the answer with, coming up here, the NBA Pick'em. Oscar is going with Jake the Snake Plumber as his answer. Mr. Nice Guy says random former NBA player Roni Turioff is the answer. Who else do we have? David in Seattle says the Buffalo Flying Marshall Aid is the answer. Rob in Vegas going with the iconic former politician Jesse the Body Ventura. Shout out Minnesota as his answer. Aussie the Dog is going with Tim Tebow. Thank you, Jesus. Jason in Denver says Joe Flacco is the correct answer. Who else do we have? Maller Prop Guy got it right. Bad job by him. Clearly cheating again. Shame on you. Chris in Des Moines, or as Roberto would say if he was here, Des Moines. Rohan Davey, the former Patriot back in the day. Kid Caller Anthony. I thought it was Antonio. I think you're referencing Antonio. Bad job by you, Alf, the alien opiner. Who else do we have? Back umpire Ramon George, Dak Prescott guest. It was Dan with the umpire, and just Josh with Dak Prescott as his answer. Do you have an answer, Brian Finley?
Ben, was it former 2007 Chicago Bears preseason star Chris Leak, the quarterback from Florida?
Yeah, so fine answer, but incorrect. It is a man who was putting cans of soup on the shelf of a grocery store in Iowa before he became a legend. They made a movie about him. Kurt Warner was playing for the Cardinals at the time. The 09 wild card round. He had five touchdowns, four incompletions for Arizona against Green Bay. And that leads us to the NBA Pick'em. All right, I'm going first. And I will take Joel Embiid of the Sixers. Brian.
Tony Kukoc.
Great pick. Koopa Loop.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
All right. And Chris, who you got, Chris?
All right. Am I back to back? I'm going to take Charlie Villanueva.
Solid.
Very solid. And Jonas Jerebko.
Underrated name.
Great esports player.
Yeah. All right. Back to you, Koop.
I will go with Ja Morant.
All right. Oh, Brian, who do you have?
Dave DeBuscher.
Oh, old school. Old school. I'm going to take Jonas Valanciunas of my Pelicans, and I will take a swing with Domantas Sabonis of the Pacers. Brian.
I'm going with Steve Young and...
No, you only get one.
Okay, Steve Young. There you. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Come Luka on, Doncic.
Who?
Luka.
All right, Luca. Go ahead. Last pick. Chris, hurry
Josh
up.
Josh Smith.
Oh, generic name. Generic name.